Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about clearing out the clutter in our relationship. Are you aware of the emotional clutter you bring into your relationships? Do you know how keeping your baggage close by can be hurting your relationships? How is your baggage showing up in relationships? Let's continue our month focusing on fall. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode is inspired by all the work I did prior to meeting my husband. One of the things I do is always check in with him. How can I be a better wife? It was also inspired by a post on a Facebook group I belong to. The entire thread were women just complaining about their husbands. And I wanted to post, there are two sides to every story. How are you contributing? I'm always about turning it inward. What am I doing? I believe that we create our happiness and we can't depend on someone else for that. And sitting around and complaining and being the victim doesn't support you in moving forward. And finally, this was inspired by a friend who is going through divorce. It's really hard right now. They were able to see the part that they contributed to their spouse having an affair. Does not excuse the spouse's actions, but they saw their part and how it came from their insecurities and are working to change that. Note, you might have a lot of baggage and need to seek professional help. I always encourage that. There's no shame in that. And if you can't change something on your own, seek the professional support that you need. So what relationship clutter could you be bringing in? Family drama. You could have been abused as a child or not treated really well. It might show up as you having a lot of anger towards your parents, and something minor might set you off. So there might be fighting at family events. Maybe you have an addict in the family that takes a lot of attention and time, and that makes you frustrated and exhausted. Are you bringing in family drama to your relationship, and is it having a negative impact? Depression. Are you moody? Unsocial? How is your self-esteem? Do you complain a lot? Are you irritated easily? Have you lost interest in the things you used to love? I have a couple of male friends that all they do is complain, and I have had to take a big step back because it's too much. I can't even imagine being in a relationship with them because it just gets overwhelming and you don't want to hear people complain all the time. Are you bringing that into your relationship? The ex. Are you constantly mentioning your ex? Do you still have photos and other mementos around? Are you still talking about your ex to your friends? Are you comparing your current partner to your ex? Does your boyfriend or girlfriend compare you in any way to their ex? Paranoia. Do you trust your partner? If you experienced infidelity in the past, is it affecting your current relationship? If you don't fully trust your partner, it could manifest itself into being needy or clinging or snooping and invading privacy. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. Do you hold back your emotions? Are you reliving trauma from the past? What have you been holding back from sharing and why? Commitment phobe. Do you really want to be single? What is keeping you from committing? What makes you hesitate? This may be the time to dig deep and get support. ways your baggage shows up. The blame game. Do you believe that the cause of your problems is always outside of yourself? Do you blame your parents, your ex, the government, for the difficulties you experience in life? If you feel like you're a perpetual victim of life and nothing ever goes your way, you're stuck. The first time you feel any emotional pain in the relationship, you're likely to blame your partner. Control! Wanting to orchestrate, control, and manage life often stems from a desire to feel safe. Fear of not being in control may lead you to coerce, manipulate, smother, and micromanage people. You might get angry and stressed when they don't do as you desire. Relationships are often messy and unpredictable. If you can't handle that, then you're not ready to have one. Are you overwhelmed each holiday season? Do you try and stay organized but can't keep up with it all? Would you like to reduce your stress during the holidays instead of having it grow? My proven coaching, training, decluttering, and organizing tips can get you where you need to be quickly. Topics covered include organizing for the holidays, clearing clutter in all areas, including post-holidays, using technology to reduce holiday stress, and going green to save time and money. Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com under the Life Organization tab where you'll find masterminds. Hope to see you in our mastermind community. Unable to receive criticism. A relationship involves give and take as you find out each other's boundaries, what makes your partner happy, what they like and enjoy. If you become defensive, angry, indignant, or sulky when criticized, then your partner will never be able to communicate their needs to you. They will be constantly tiptoeing around you, and you won't be able to create a strong foundation for a healthy relationship. Negative mindset. Do you groan a lot? Do you see the negative in every situation and share that with everyone? Negative people are emotionally draining. Finding a new relationship can't change you into an optimistic person. Instead, you will probably turn your negative focus onto the person you're dating and become critical of them in the relationship. Stuck in the past. If you're stuck in the past, you're unlikely to be able to look towards the future or enjoy the present, which is your point of power to change and create what you desire. You can't change the past, but you can change your response to it and how much time you choose to spend reliving it. How to release your baggage. How to release your baggage. The first step in tackling any problem is to admit that you have one. Become aware. What causes a strong reaction for you? What are some common themes in your conflicts and relationships? Feeling unheard? Abandonment? Jealousy? Once you figure out some common themes, figure out where else in your life you felt this way. When was the first time you felt that way? This can support you in figuring out the root cause of stuff. Journal. What thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors weigh you down? Be honest and don't judge yourself. Can you identify the source of the thought or the belief? Where did you pick up this belief? Do you fear abandonment because your parents weren't there for you as a child? Do you dread the holidays because your parents drank too much and embarrassed you? Acknowledge the painful memories, but don't get stuck in them. Find at least one positive in each hurtful experience or situation. Find the golden nugget. I talk about this a lot. I talked about mean girls on one episode. All the mean girls that I had to experience allowed me to be compassionate. They allowed me to say, I don't ever want to treat anyone like that. What golden nugget can you find? Don't play the victim. You can change the story, or even better, let go of the story. Be present. Accept your past for what it is. Accept the past cannot be changed. Make peace with every aspect of it so you can move forward. Practice mindfulness. This can support you in your general well-being. It helps keep you grounded and calm and reduces your stress. If you are in an abusive relationship, get help now. Get support. Ask a friend, ask a family, get professional help. Remember, we all have our stuff. You are not alone. Be gentle and kind with yourself during the process. Don't get upset with yourself. If you don't know about it, you can't change it. Maya Angelou said, "When you know better, you do better." Don't waste your time in beating yourself up. Put that energy into becoming a better friend, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, person. Use that energy to make yourself a better person and change your life. Take actions from today's podcast. Acknowledge what emotional clutter you are bringing into a relationship. Dig deep. Can you figure out where the thoughts and behaviors originated from? Begin changing your behavior. Practice mindfulness. Talk to a therapist. Find a counselor. Whatever will support you. Seek professional support if you need to. There is no shame in asking for and getting help. Find the golden nugget. What good can you find out of a painful relationship or situation? On our next episode, we're talking about essential oils with Lindy Francios. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.